Oh, what a question. Okay, I have to give you several answers, I'm sorry. One answer is that I think as scientists, we have an obligation to inform the public, who is generally also funding us. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it's funding us, mm-hmm. because it gives us independence. And we are neutral in our statements, and we can remain that. And I think that the downside or the other side of the coin means we have to provide information to the public if they are in need. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, I think there is a need for that kind of information, because I have to admit, mm-hmm. as a scientist, I'm also a human being, I'm also a citizen of this country I'm working in, and having done, I also have kids, by the mm-hmm. way, and by having done this research, just a little anecdote, when I started for this new report, I was quite confident I wouldn't get sort of shattered in my emotions much by what I would be doing. But actually, by widening my focus on what I'm studying and reviewing, and you have to do that when you do a job like I have been doing. This is mind-boggling. We dealt with all ecosystems, you know, from the sea ice biome to tropical coral reefs and tundra forests, grasslands, savanna, deserts, mountain ecosystems. You know, and usually I'm just dealing with mountain ecosystems and forests, but not with deserts, not with savanna, not with, with marine ecosystems. And so I was forced to assess a kind of literature which I usually leave aside. Because we have to specialize, we have to compete within the scientific community. Now, by having done that and broadened my perception, I have to admit, I was shocked. I was shocked by finding how sensitive many ecosystems are and how much they could be impacted by climate change in the future. Mm-hmm. And so I felt actually myself, again, as a citizen, as an individual, as a human being, an obligation to tell other people who are willing to listen and who are interested in this topic. And I believe everybody should be, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's their life. And for those reasons, I think it is important to really assess the risks we are facing and to think about decisions we have to make now. Now we have to make them. We don't have